The Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the Message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, dear friends. Over the last several weeks, we have been looking at that passage of Holy Scripture known as the Ten Commandments, and which is found in the second book of Moses, Exodus 20. The first four of the Ten Commandments, or Ten Words as they are known in the Hebrew, reveal how God wanted the ancient people of Israel to relate to Him. Yeshua HaMashiach, God's beloved Son and the Savior of the world, sums up these four commands by saying, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." God's desire was that His people live in right relationship with Him. This relationship was to involve an attitude of respect and reverence toward His person, His name, and His commandments. Ever was there to be an acceptance of the uniqueness of His person as being the only God. At no time did God leave room for other deities in the lives of His ancient people. The last six of the Ten Commandments flow from the first four and deal with man's interpersonal relationships. Here again, Yeshua HaMashiach, God's only Son, summarizes these commands with these words so succinct and clear, "And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." What is interesting is that Yeshua proceeds to declare that on these two commandments, which summarize the entire Decalogue, hang all the law and the prophets. No greater goal can a man set for himself than to love God with all his heart, soul, mind, and yes, even his strength. And no greater pursuit in life can a man undertake than to live in love with his fellow man. So important is this principle for God's people that the Brit Kadashah New Testament writer John says, "If a man say, 'I love God,' and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" While these laws were originally given for the benefit and blessing of the children of Israel, Yeshua makes them applicable for all men, irrespective of their nationality. Yeshua in the New Testament, as well as Yahweh in the Old Testament, want men to live in a society where righteousness, acceptance, honesty, and justice are the norm, and not the exception. God gave these laws to Israel because, in His omniscience, He knew that the innate tendency of the human heart was toward selfishness and greed. As we come to the eighth commandment, "Thou shalt not steal," it is hard not to notice that on the surface it deals with actions. Actions that appear to be less severe than those of murder and adultery, the themes of Commandments 6 and 7. But let us think about this for a moment or two. By definition, stealing is the taking of that which is not rightfully ours, but which belongs to someone else. It may appear in a variety of disguises, but in principle it remains the same. For example, a young lady with a Master of Arts in Business degree began her first job. She took a liking to a certain dress, but on looking at the price, realized she couldn't afford it. To accommodate her desires, her supervisor ripped off a button and said, "Now that dress is damaged. Lower the price." That young lady got a dress for half price and a doctorate degree in cheating the system. Cheating and plagiarizing are problems wrestled with by all levels of our educational system. Even a bottle of pills picked up at the pharmacy may lack several of the prescribed pills. A box of screws picked up at the hardware may not have the full allotted amount. One report that surfaced a few years ago was that customers are being shortchanged by over $3 million a year. Then again, what about the current epidemic of shoplifting and the impact that that is having on our society? The ancient prophet Jeremiah, speaking to the generation of his day, said, "The heart is deceitful and desperately wicked." To his disciples, Yeshua HaMashiach said, "For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." Each of the Ten Commandments deal with matters of the human heart. Murder, adultery, stealing, lying, and covetousness all flow from hearts that are spiritually sick. Truly, as the prophet Jeremiah declared, "The hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked." Stealing reveals the absence of contentment, a spiritual condition of the heart that allows a person to rest and have satisfaction of mind and heart without being disquieted or craving for something else. Writing to his son in the faith, the Apostle Paul said, "And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content." A study undertaken just a few months ago reveals that American society is obsessed with the possession of things. That study revealed that while the average American has more things than any other people on the face of the earth, he is not one bit more satisfied. In fact, the level of dissatisfaction in our nation is on the increase. The possession of things has not resulted in the contentment of our nation. Unfortunately, the advertising media assaults our hearts and minds with the latest gadget, appliance, clothing fashion, car, and so on, and makes it difficult to remain content with what we have. To resist this kind of pressure, the heart needs to be fortified. Stealing also reveals the presence of greed in the heart. Greed is the desire for possessing or having more than one needs. The wise King Solomon wrote, "He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house." A good example of this can be seen in the Bible story of a man named Achan, who participated in the overthrow of the city of Jericho. He knew that the spoil of the city was not to be touched, yet he allowed himself to be enticed, and he stole some gold and fine clothes. This greed brought sorrow and hurt both to himself, his family, and his nation. Again, if we are to deal with the sin of greed, then we are going to have to deal with the heart. It is a heart problem. Stealing also reveals a lack of love for one's fellow men. You cannot take what rightfully belongs to another and love and respect that person as we ought. In the third book of Moses, the Lord, Yahweh, commands the children of Israel to, quote, "love their neighbor as themselves," unquote. It is this divine command that Yeshua HaMashiach quotes and calls it the second great commandment. Once again, we are dealing with matters of the heart. To love another as we ought requires a change of the heart. Stealing also reveals the presence of selfishness in the heart. Since our very first parents selfishly and rebelliously took of the forbidden fruit, the human heart has progressively become more selfish. Stealing says, "You have what I want, and I'm going to take it." During the days of his earthly life, Yeshua paid a visit to the home of a tax collector named Zacchaeus. The result of that visit was a complete turnaround in the character and life of that man. Listen to what he says to the master. Behold, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. The eighth commandment demands, Thou shalt not steal. But it does not bestow power to keep it. Our nation's justice system incarcerates the thief, and even demands restitution and even further education. But they cannot change the heart from which flows the sin and the crime of stealing. The prophet Jeremiah spoke of a coming day when God would make a new covenant with his people Israel, and write on their hearts the law of God, so that obedience to the law would flow as a natural recourse. While the full fruition of this promise to the nation of Israel is yet to be fulfilled at the return of Mashiach, the sacrifice that Christ made on Calvary's cross allows both Jew and Gentile to enter into it even today. During this day of grace, all men may turn in repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Yeshua and have a changed heart. My dear radio friend, I encourage you in the privacy of your heart to turn by faith to Yeshua today. You will find him more than enough to bring peace and contentment to your heart and life. Shalom, and may God grant you his peace in Yeshua.